This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. General Abdel Fattah Burhan, who led this week's coup in Sudan, has vowed to usher the country to an elected government. He first gained prominence in 2019 when he and other generals toppled longtime autocrat Omar al-Bashir under pressure from mass demonstrations. The 61-year-old Burhan has powerful allies, including Gulf nations, and a feared Sudanese paramilitary commander who heads the Rapid Support Forces, which grew out of the militias notorious for atrocities and rapes during the Darfur conflict. Monday's coup was a resounding signal that Burhan appears intent on keeping the military firmly in control, despite pressure at home and abroad for greater democracy and a return to a civilian government. The Brazilian Senate committee has recommended that the president, Jair Bolsonaro, face a series of criminal indictments for actions and omissions related to the world's second highest COVID-19 death toll. A 7-4 vote by the 11-member committee on Tuesday ends its six-month investigation of the government's handling of the pandemic. It formally approves a report calling for Bolsonaro to stand trial on charges ranging from inciting crime to misuse of public funds and crimes against humanity. The U.S. moved a step closer to expanding COVID-19 vaccines for millions more children as government advisors on Tuesday endorsed kid-sized doses of Pfizer shots for 5 to 11-year-olds. A Food and Drug Administration advisory panel voted unanimously with one abstention that the vaccine's benefits in preventing COVID-19 in the age group outweighs any potential risk. This is VOA News. America's armed services will have to keep better track of their guns and explosives under changes Congress is set to require. It's one response to an Associated Press investigation that showed firearms stolen from U.S. bases have resurfaced in violent crimes. Under the proposals, the Department of Defense would tell both civilian law enforcement authorities and lawmakers themselves more about guns that vanish from military armories and shipments. A stricter accountability is part of the National Defense Authorization Act, the bipartisan legislation that sets the Pentagon's policy priorities. Meanwhile, other lawmakers who worry the military isn't reforming fast enough have requested a briefing to understand what progress has been made. Law enforcement officials in the U.S. and Europe have arrested 150 people and seized more than $31 million in an international drug trafficking investigation stemming from sales on the darknet, according to the U.S. Justice Department. The arrests are connected to a 10-month investigation between federal law enforcement officials in the U.S. and Europol in Europe. Prosecutors allege those charges are responsible for tens of thousands of illegal sales in the U.S., United Kingdom, Australia, Bulgaria, France, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, and Switzerland. The Justice Department says investigators have seized over $31.6 million in cash and virtual currency and 45 guns. The darknet is part of the internet hosted with an encrypted network and accessible only through specialized anonymity providing tools, most notably the Tor browser. The head of the United Nations says that a leadership gap is undermining the world's efforts to curb global warming. This is days before presidents and prime ministers around the world gather for a climate summit in Scotland. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres told reporters Tuesday that time is running out to cut greenhouse gas emissions and meet the goals of the 2015 Paris Accord to avert global warming that he said could become an existential threat to humanity. A new report about a UN environmental program found fresh pledges by governments to cut emissions are raising hopes but aren't strict enough to keep global warming from exceeding 1.5 degrees Celsius by the end of the century. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.